Matt Ryan here, and joined on the phone. It's always great catching up with Stephen Lee Olsen. Stephen, thanks for your time today. How you doing?
Oh, man, I am doing great. I am I'm calling in from Edmonton. We are at the CCMA this week, as you know, and got a crazy week ahead, but always make time for the homies.
Awesome. It's great chatting with you. Yeah, it's a busy time. CCMA's just coming up again. Well, I guess kicked off yesterday, but then going throughout the week and the weekend. Stephen, we want to ask you about a couple of songs in particular. So your tune, Out of Yours, we absolutely love this one. It's a great tune. And also, Out of Yours is nominated for a CCMA for Single of the Year. So tell us a little bit about that one and kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be.
Yeah, man. Well, thank you. I love that you guys, you know, crushed it on the radio. It definitely helps a ton. And that song, man, was one that I knew right away. You know, I write a lot of songs for some other artists too, but that one was one that I wouldn't let anybody pitch to any other artist. It was mine from the get-go. And I knew it was special. And, you know, what made it special was not only was it, you know, a song that just really matched the sonic, you know, landscape I was trying to you know, achieve with my music, but I got to actually go on tour with Old Dominion last year, you know, across arenas. And when I started playing that song, nobody knew it because it was brand new. And by the end of the tour, people were bringing signs and t-shirts, and it was just such a great sign that the song was, you know, really connecting with the fans. So, you know, to be nominated for Single of the Year, like, this song is a song that keeps on giving, and it's definitely one of my favorite songs to perform live, too.
Love it. And speaking of nominations, I do want to throw in congratulations because you're also nominated for Fans' Choice, which is a voted-on award. So congratulations on the CCMA nominations. Again, the CCMA is coming up again, happening in Edmonton, the award show coming up here this weekend. And another song that I do want to talk to you about is Bigger Than This Town. Would love playing this one as well. It's another great one from you. So what's kind of the story behind this one, and how did Bigger Than This Town come to be?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, thanks for playing this one, too. You know, we're just heading into the top 10, so I never take that for granted. But, you know, this song, I really needed to write for me as an artist. You know, I grew up in a bunch of small towns in Ontario. And you know, I just realized, you know, when you've seen a small town firsthand kind of get together and rally and put all their, you know, differences aside, but when they rally together, I really feel like there's nothing that a small town can't achieve, whether it's, you know, rallying for a hockey team
for sure.
A charity or a food drive or whatever it is. I'm like, I've been lucky enough to see it myself multiple times. And, you know, it's a song that represents that and anybody that is proud of where they came from. So that was kind of the goal. And it's really awesome that it's connecting.
Love it. Great, great tune. We love playing it. Again, joined right now by Stephen Lee Olsen. Now, whenever we chat, I probably brought this up before, but one of my favorite shows that I ever attended was many years ago. You, along with some talented Canadian artists, Tara Oram, The Higgins, Jason Blaine, yourself, went on tour many years ago. How much do you remember from that tour? What was the favorite kind of part of that tour? Because that was one of my favorite shows I attended. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, man, you are going way
I know,
back.
I know. I'm maybe dating myself a little bit. That's cool. Well, I remember so specifically because I emceed that show. You guys came to North Battleford, part of one of the stops, and very generously gave me a tour of your guys' tour bus. So it holds a special place in my heart. I loved that show, and you guys were so nice. So I wanted to bring that one up and say, how much fun was that tour? And what do you remember maybe from that tour?
Man, there's definitely dust on that chapter. But, you know, what I recall is, you know, I was the first of four. And I got to go out and play a couple songs just acoustic. And that was when I released my very first song I ever put out called Now.
Yeah.
But I remember that being such a great opportunity for me to learn, you know, because, you know, Jason Blaine was headlining at that time. And just, you know, being able to learn from, you know, him at that time, it was just such a great experience for me. And also to get across the country in a tour bus, I'm like, you know, that's what dreams are made of. So it was equally as special for me. And I still have that CMT jacket somewhere
Nice.
with my name on it.
Nice. I know I maybe put you on the spot a little bit, but I love that. I love that
No.
show. And that was back when you could have like ticket stubs that you can get like artists to sign and that kind of thing. Good times. I kind of miss that a little bit, to be perfectly
Yeah,
honest with
that's
you.
right. Now everybody makes me sign their phone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's such a strange thing. I'm like, man, bring back the ticket stubs.
I do
everybody's
miss the
phone.
ticket stubs. I do miss those. So yeah, the CCMAs are happening this week. Once this week's done, Stephen, what's kind of the rest of 2024 looking like for you? You plan to be super busy, maybe taking a month off a little bit. What's kind of the rest of this year looking like after the CCMAs for you?
Man, it feels like we're just keep on running and gunning, you know, all the way till Christmas. But, you know, after the CCMAs, we get back and we have a couple more shows, a couple more festivals to close out the summer for us. And then I'm going full speed ahead for this new record that
Nice.
That I've been working on for a while. So we're going to be releasing that in October, third week of October
Oh,
is
wow.
when it looks like we're releasing that
Awesome.
guy, and I'm super pumped because there's some songs on there that I've just been itching to get to the fans and some big announcements coming with that album as well.
We are looking forward to that. That is very, very cool. And that's going to be here before everyone knows it. It's not that far away. October's going to arrive soon. We're looking forward to the new album and some new music, but we love playing our tunes. And Stephen, I know it's a busy time. You're calling us from the CCMA. So we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. And it's always great catching up, and I'm sure we'll chat again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely, brother. You have a good week and a great weekend. We'll talk soon.